The price of oil fell again today, the result of lower demand due to the pandemic and a price war between Russia and Saudi Arabia. As a result, Texas regulators are considering curtailing oil production. That's according to the Wall Street Journal, which also reports that several industry executives are requesting relief, or you could call it a bailout, following the oil price crash. Marfa Public Radio's Mitch Borden takes us to the Permian Basin in West Texas, where people are bracing for a bust.
At 1:30 a.m. on Monday, March 9th, Griselda Rubio's phone rang. Her husband, a drilling rig operator, was calling from out in the field. He had bad news.
He was like, "We need to get prepared. You know, the oil field just dropped, and I don't know if we're going to have a job or what's going to happen."
That broke her heart. The history here is filled with booms and busts aren't really something you forget.
I was like, "Oh no, not again."
Rubio only has to worry about herself and her husband. Still, they have bills to pay.
We live day by day, and if we don't have a little savings, then you can't get through.
Oil makes and breaks the Permian Basin. So when things are good, prices on pretty much everything shoot up. But locals can mostly keep up because salaries shoot up too.
Hey.
How's it going?
Clayton?
Yes, sir.
Nice to meet you.
Good to meet you.
When oil crashes, though, a lot of people are left in the dust.
If it doesn't come back from this, if it doesn't rebound, I'm going to have to sell the truck I just bought.
That's Clayton Dement.
I'm going to have to take all the money out of my 401k just to be able to pay my rent. I mean, I'm going to have to find something else.
Dement is 22 and came out to Odessa 3 years ago to work in the oil patch. He had just dropped out of college and was pretty much following in his father's footsteps. In the 80s, his dad worked out here until one of the region's worst busts left him unemployed. Decades later, it might be Clayton Dement's turn.
It's been crazy. Everybody I've talked to, every single one of them is talking about what they're going to do when it eventually comes out and their company goes out of business.
There's no way for Dement to tell when or if he's going to lose his job.
I'm nervous. I'm scared. I know people that got laid off Sunday, and I feel like there's going to be a whole lot more of that all over this area.
Oil industry analyst Reed Olmsted from IHS Market says, unfortunately, that's probably right. And if Olmsted ran into any oil worker at a bar,
I'd tell them that I'll buy their beers. What we see, look, there's no good story here. It's an unpleasant world that we live in. It's a boom and bust.
The analyst sees a lot of factors playing into this downturn. A barrel of West Texas Intermediate started the year around $60. This week, it's fallen to the low 20s. Olmsted's not officially calling this situation a bust yet, but he might be soon. IHS Market projects it could take as long as a year for oil prices to reach a more sustainable level of $40 to $50. And that means thousands in the Permian Basin will lose their jobs as oil drilling hits a wall.
You know, we're going to see activity come down by 50% out there in the second half of the year.
Some oil companies will go out of business. Others will get taken over by competitors. That, Olmsted says, could set up the Permian for one of the worst downturns in decades. The best advice he has for folks in the oil patch right now is to save their money and hunker down. But that's just not possible for everyone. I caught up with Jay Mercer, smoking outside of a gas station near Odessa, watching 18-wheelers drive by. Are you ready if this becomes a bust?
I mean, me particularly? No. No. I mean, you make so much money out here that you don't think that it's going to go away, you know? So when it happens like that, then boom. I mean, I'm not, no.
Mercer's a Marine veteran who served in Afghanistan. He really found himself coming to work in the Permian after leaving the military. The money he makes at an oil service company lets him dream about his future, really for the first time in his life. If Mercer ends up getting laid off, he'll head back to Louisiana to live off his veteran's disability check until he can find another job.
You know, when the prices go down, rigs are going to start stacking out, but people are going to start laying off. It's no good.
Mercer says the one thing the sudden fall of oil prices really shows is that tomorrow is never guaranteed, especially in the oil field. For Here and Now, I'm Mitch Borden in Odessa, Texas.